بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue the explanation of the 40 Nawawi hadiths, the Nawawi hadith collection, and this is the hadith of Abi Dharr al-Ghifari, hadith number 24. عن أبي ذر الغفاري رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يرويه عن ربه عز وجل أنه قال. On the authority of Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, may Allah be pleased with him, from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that among the sayings he relates from his Lord, from Allah, Azza wa Jal, most mighty and most majestic, is that he said, Ya ibadi, inni harramtu al-dhulma ala nafsi, wa ja'altuhu baynakum muharrama, fala tadalamu. O my servants, I have forbidden oppression for myself, and have made it forbidden amongst you, so don't oppress one another. يا عبادي كلكم ضال إلا من هديته فاستهدوني أهدكم. O my slaves, all of you are astray except for those I have guided. فاستهدوني أهدكم, so seek guidance of me and I shall guide you. يا عبادي كلكم جائع إلا من أطعمته فاستطعموني أطعمكم. O my slaves, all of you are hungry except for those I have fed. So seek food of me and I shall feed you. يا عبادي كلكم عار إلا من كسوته فاستكسوني أكسكم. O my slaves, all of you are naked except for those I have clothed. So seek clothing of me and I shall clothe you. يا عبادي إنكم تخطئون بالليل والنهار وأنا أغفر الذنوب جميعا فاستغفروني أغفر لكم. O my slaves, you sin by night and by day, and I forgive all sins, so seek forgiveness of me and I shall forgive you. يا عبادي إنكم لن تبلغوا ضري فتضروني ولن تبلغوا نفعي فتنفعوني. O my servants, you will not attain harming me so as to harm me, and you will not attain benefiting me so as to benefit me. يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أتقى قلب رجل واحد منكم ما زاد ذلك في ملكي شيئا. O my slaves, were the first of you and the last of you, the human of you and the jinn of you, to be as pious as the most pious heart of any one man of you, that would not increase my kingdom in anything. يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أفجر قلب رجل واحد منكم ما نقص ذلك من ملكي شيئا. O my slaves, were the first of you and the last of you, the human of you and the jinn of you, to be as wicked as the most wicked heart of any one of you, that would not decrease my kingdom in anything. يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم قاموا في صعيد واحد فسألوني فأعطيت كل واحد مسألته ما نقص ذلك مما عندي إلا كما ينقص المحيط إذا أدخل البحر. O my slaves, were the first of you and the last of you, the human of you and the jinn of you, to rise up in one place and make a request of me, and were I to give everyone what he requested, that would not decrease what I have, any more than a needle decreases the sea if put in it. يا عبادي إنما هي أعمالكم أحصيها لكم ثم أوفيكم إياها فمن وجد خيرا فليحمد الله ومن وجد غير ذلك فلا يلومن إلا نفسه. رواه مسلم. O my slaves, it is but your deeds that I reckon up for you and then recompense you for. So let him who finds good praise Allah, and let him who finds other than that blame no one but himself. It was related by Muslim. The explanation, this great hadith. In the beginning, Abi Dharr al-Ghafari, may Allah be pleased with him, related that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in that which he relates from his Lord, meaning Allah the Most Mighty and Majestic. And this is hadith which is called Al-Hadith Al-Qudsi. This hadith is Al-Hadith Al-Qudsi. And Al-Hadith Al-Qudsi is every narration narrated by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam relating it to his Lord. Relating it to his Lord. Because it is first related to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by conveyance, meaning conveying. And it is not from the Quran by consensus. It is not from the Quran by consensus. Although each one, meaning the narrations, the text of the Quran and that of the Qudsi Hadith, were conveyed by the Prophet ﷺ to his Ummah from Allah the Most Majestic and Most High. The ulama, the scholars of Islam, differed concerning the textual wording of the Qudsi Hadith. Is it the speech of Allah, or is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the meaning of it to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that the wording is that of the Messenger himself sallallahu alayhi wasallam? They differed on two opinions. Their difference led to two opinions. The first one, that the Qudsi Hadith is from Allah, word and meaning. Word and meaning. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam added it to Allah. And it is known that basically the annexed conjugation in the statement is such that the words in the statements are uttered by the one who says them, not the one who conveys them. Especially when it is known that the Prophet ﷺ is the strongest of mankind in trustworthiness and in the narration. This is the first opinion. The first opinion is that the Hadith al-Qudsi is word and meaning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second opinion is that Al-Hadith al-Qudsi is from Allah in meaning, and in words is the wording of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. This is from two angles. The first angle, had the Qudsi Hadith been from Allah, word and meaning, then it would be higher in the chain of narration, from higher than the Quran. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ relates from Allah without an in-between in this case. Without an in-between in this case. However, with respect to the Quran, it was sent down upon the Prophet ﷺ by means of Jibreel alayhi salam, in between. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ نَزَّلَهُ رُوحُ الْقُدُسِ مِنْ رَبِّكِ. This is from Surah An-Nahl 16. 102. Say, Ruhul Qudus, Jibreel has brought it down from your Lord with truth. And in Surah Al-Shu'ara 29:193-195, نزل به الروح الأمين على قلبك لتكون من المنذرين بلسان عربي مبين. Which the trustworthy Ruh Jibril has brought down upon your heart that you may be one of the warners in the plain Arabic language. This is the first angle. The second angle had the wording of the Qudsi Hadith been from Allah, then it would have no difference between it and the Quran, because accordingly both will be the speech of Allah, the Most High. And thus, wisdom necessitates equality regarding the rulings, since they are in agreement in origin. Yet we know that there are differences between the Qudsi Hadith and the Quran, many differences. These differences, inshallah ta'ala, we will talk about them in the next part explaining this hadith. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the explanation of the 40 Nawawi hadith collection, and we have reached hadith number 24, and this is a hadith Qudsi. Remember, in the previous talk or in the previous discussion, we discussed an issue as to what constitutes the al-hadith al-Qudsi, whether it is word and meaning from Allah, or the meaning is from Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying. This was discussed last time, and we want also to know here that between the Noble Quran and the Hadith al-Qudsi are many differences. From the differences between al-Hadith al-Qudsi and the Quran is that the Hadith al-Qudsi recital is not worship. Reciting al-Hadith al-Qudsi is not worship. Just mere recitation is not a worship. So therefore, there is no reward for every letter of it by a tenfold reward. However, the Quran's recital is worship. For every letter, there is 10 rewards and good deeds. Secondly, from the difference between the Qudsi Hadith and the Quran is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenges mankind to bring something similar to the Quran, or even a verse. And there is nothing like this challenge when it comes to the Hadith al-Qudsi. There is nothing of this type of challenge when it comes to al-Hadith al-Qudsi. And from the differences between the Quran and the Hadith al-Qudsi is that the Quran is preserved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He the Most High stated in Surah Al-Hijr, chapter 15, verse 9, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Verily, it is we who have sent down the dhikr, the Quran, and surely we will guard it from corruption. And the Ahadith al-Qudsiyya do not fall under this preservation, because there is from it, or there are narrations from it that are authentic and good, but also there are weak and fabricated, some with omissions, some with additions. So this is another difference between the Qudsi Hadith and the Quran. And from the differences is that it is not permissible to recite the Quran by meaning. It is not permissible to recite the Quran by meaning. And this is by consensus amongst the Muslims. However, with respect to the Qudsi narrations,
most of the scholars agree that it is permissible to narrate it by meaning. There is ikhtilaf, but most of the scholars are on the opinion that it is permissible to relate it by meaning. And from the differences between the Quran and the Hadith al-Qudsi is that the Quran is recited in the Salah. And from the Quran, there is the recitation which we know of, which is Surah Al-Fatiha, without which the Salah is not valid. Of course, the Al-Hadith Al-Qudsi situation is not applicable in this sense. So this is another difference between Al-Hadith Al-Qudsi and the Quran. Also, according to the correct opinion, the Quran is not to be touched except by one who is ritually pure. This does not apply with respect to Al-Hadith Al-Qudsi. Also, the Quran cannot be recited by the one who is sexually in a state of sexual defilement until he or she takes ghusl, according to the preponderating opinion. And this is not the case with respect to Al-Hadith Al-Qudsi. And from the differences as well is that the Quran is a decisive, consecutive, affirmed narration. Is a decisively consecutive affirmed narration which necessitates certain knowledge, such that if anyone denies one letter agreed upon by the Al-Qurra, then the person commits kufr. Wal'ayyadu billah. Contrary to that, is the Hadith al-Qudsi. So if someone denies anything of the Qudsi Hadith, claiming that it is not affirmed, then he does not commit kufr. However, if he denies that while knowing that the Prophet ﷺ indeed said it, then he commits kufr because of his belying to the Messenger, of him belying the Messenger ﷺ. So what about when we discussed earlier, we said that one of the opinions is that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam related it to Allah, and that in principle the added saying is attributed to the person who said it. This is in principle. However, it is possible that one may add the meaning to the one who says something, not the actual wording. As in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala adds certain statements to certain people who said it. And we know that this relation or this relating of the statement is by meaning, not by word, as in the stories of the prophets and the like. قال موسى قال عيسى, the speech of the hoopoe and that of the ant. Certainly this is by meaning, relating the meaning with respect to these examples. Therefore indicate that it is possible to relate or to add the meaning to the sayer, not the actual wording. And this gives a preponderance to this opinion. Now, if someone says, wouldn't it be better to leave all of this altogether and stick to the saying that the Hadith al-Qudsi is what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam relates from his Rabb, then this would be sufficient and it is safer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, lest the person may fall in excessiveness, which could be destructive. And if one ponders deeply about the issue of the words of Allah and the speech of Allah, then finds that the real ikhtilaf, the real difference is between the Ash'arites and Ahlus Sunnah, between the Ash'arites and Ahlus Sunnah concerning the speech of Allah. Ahlus Sunnah are on the creed that Kalamullahi Ta'ala كلام حقيقي مسموع يتكلم سبحانه بصوت وحرف, that the speech of Allah is real and true, heard. He speaks with voice and letters. The Ash'arites don't affirm that. The Ash'arites don't affirm that. They say that كلام الله هو المعنى القائم بالنفس. They say that the speech of Allah is the meaning established in the self and it is without voice or letters. But according to them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates voices denoting the meaning established with himself, and this is a futile. In fact, this is the actual saying of the Mu'tazilites. This is the actual saying of the Mu'tazilites. Because the Mu'tazilites say that the Quran is created and that it is the speech of Allah. While the Ash'arites say the Quran is created but it denotes the speech of Allah. So both are in agreement that what's in between the covers of the Mus'haf, the copies of the Quran, is created, wal'ayadu billah, and we seek refuge in Allah from this. Now we begin the discussion on the actual meaning of the hadith. In this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ related from Allah that he says, Ya ibadi kullukum, يا عبادي إني حرمت الظلم على نفسي وجعلته بينكم محرما. O my slaves, I have forbidden oppression for myself. يا عبادي, this O my slaves is comprehensive. Those who worship Allah by the general عبودية or the particular عبودية. إني حرمت الظلم على نفسي, I have forbidden oppression for myself. I forbidden it though I am able to do it. And this is a praise for Allah. If he is able but he doesn't, then he is to be praised subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. So if someone asks the question, for example, is Allah able to oppress the creation? The answer is yes. However, we know that this is impossible. because he subhanahu wa ta'ala made that clear when he said in Surah Al-Kahf 18:49, وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. And your Rabb Allah treats no one with injustice. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here says, I have forbidden oppression for myself and have made it forbidden amongst you. So the fact that it is forbidden, then don't oppress one another, don't be unjust to one another. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا عِبَادِي كُلُّكُمْ ضَالٌ إِلَّا مَنْ هَدَيْتُهُ. The next statement, يَا عِبَادِي كُلُّكُمْ ضَالٌ إِلَّا مَنْ هَدَيْتُهُ. All of you are astray, meaning astray from the right path, except for those I have guided, meaning I gave him the knowledge and made him successful. So there is here the guidance of direction and the guidance of success, this guidance covers both the hidayah, the guidance of irshad, of directing, and also the hidayah of tawfiq, of giving success. فَاسْتَهْدُونِي أَهْدِكُمْ. So seek guidance of me and I shall guide you. Seek guidance from me, not from other than me. This is like the saying of Allah in Surah Ghafir, verse 60, دعوني أستجب لكم. دعوني أستجب لكم, and invoke me and I shall respond to you, to your invocation. Then the next statement, يا عبادي كلكم جائع إلا من أطعمته. يا عبادي كلكم جائع إلا من أطعمته. All my servants, all my slaves, all of you are hungry except for those I have fed. So seek food of me and I shall feed you. Everyone is hungry except the one whom Allah has fed. And this covers situations where the person may have no food or lost his food or found it but was unable to reach it. And if you contemplate, you come to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who brought the plants and vegetations, and He is the one who made the udders full with milk, and He is the one who brought life to fruits, to the fruit trees. Read from Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Qala Allah ta'ala in Surah Al-Waqi'ah 56, from verses 58 to 74. Let's go over them. قال الله تعالى أفرأيتم ما تمنون. أأنتم, then tell me about the human semen that you emit. أأنتم تخلقونه أم نحن الخالقون. بل أنت يا ربنا. Then tell me about the human semen that you emit. Is it you who create it, make this semen into a perfect human being, or are we the creator? You are the creator. نَحْنُ قَدَّرْنَا بَيْنَكُمُ الْمَوْتَ وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَسْبُوقِينَ. We have decreed death to you all, and we are not unable. عَلَىٰ أَن نُبَدِّلَ أَمْثَالَكُمْ وَنُنْشِئَكُمْ فِي مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And we are not unable to transfigure you and create you in forms that you know not. ولقد علمتم النشأة الأولى فلولا تذكرون. And indeed you have already known the first form of creation, the creation of Adam. Why then do you not remember to or take heed? أفرأيتم ما تحرثون. Tell me the seed that you sow in the ground. أأنتم تزرعونه أم نحن الزارعون؟ بل أنت يا ربنا. أأنتم تزرعونه أم نحن الزارعون؟ Is it you that make it to grow or are we the grower? Rather, you are the grower. لو نشاء لجعلناه حطاما فظلتم تفكهون. Well, it's our will, we could crumble it to dry pieces and you would be regretful or left in wonderment. إِنَّا لَمُغْرَمُونَ. Saying, we are indeed ruined or lost the money without any profit or punished by the loss of all that we spent for cultivation. بَلْ نَحْنُ مَحْرُومُونَ. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ. Nay, but we are deprived. أفرأيتم الماء الذي تشربون. And tell me, the water that you drink, أأنتم أنزلتموه من المزن أم نحن المنزلون؟ بل أنت يا ربنا. أأنتم أنزلتموه من المزن أم نحن المنزلون؟ Is it you who caused it from the rain clouds to come down, or are we the causes of it to come down? You are, subhanak, the cause of it to come down. لو نشاء جعلناه أجاجا فلولا تشكرون. If we willed, we verily could make it salt and undrinkable. Why then do you not give thanks to Allah? أفرأيتم النار التي تورون. Tell me the fire which you kindle. أأنتم أنشأتم شجرتها؟ أم نحن المنشئون؟ Is it you who made the tree thereof to grow, or are we the growers? بل أنت يا ربنا. Rather, you are the grower. نحن جعلناها تذكرة ومتاعا للمقوين. We have made it a reminder and an article of use for the travelers and all the others in the world. فسبح باسم ربك العظيم. فسبح بسم ربك العظيم. Then glorify and declare Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free of all imperfection with praises, the name of your Lord, the most great. So here you see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenges the creation concerning these signs, the drinks, the food, the fire which is needed to make the food. So every one of us is hungry except the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has fed. Also the water, the food present, a person may not be able to reach it. Either maybe he refrained, restricted, or ill, or away from the place of vegetation or abundance of food. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the same statement, فَاسْتَطْعِمُونِ فَاسْتَطْعِمُونِ أُطْعِمْكُمْ فَاسْتَطْعِمُونِ أُطْعِمْكُمْ. So, seek food of me and I shall feed you. And if you seek, you shall find. يَا عِبَادِي, the next statement, كلكم عار إلا من كسوته فاستكسوني أكسكم إلا من كسوته فاستكسوني أكسكم. Oh my servants, all of you are naked except for those I have clothed. So seek clothing of me and I shall clothe you. Naked. We came from the wombs of our mothers naked. Now, except for those I have clothed. Whether this is from the action of the adult, he buys the clothes, or from the action of another, like the child, where the clothes is bought for him. And it is possible that this also could refer to the clothing by the deen. So it can cover two types of clothing, the tangible and the intangible. The next statement. Ya ibadi, innakum tukhti'una bil-layli wa bil-nahar. إنكم تخطئون بالليل والنهار وأنا أغفر الذنوب جميعا فاستغفروني أغفر لكم. O my slaves, you sin by night and by day, and I forgive all sins, so seek forgiveness of me and I shall forgive you. أنا أغفر الذنوب جميعا, I shield it and pardon you, regardless of how much they may be or how great they may be. But we need to ask forgiveness. فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِي, so seek forgiveness of me. Like saying, اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِي, O Allah, forgive me. Or you say, أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ, I seek Allah's forgiveness and أَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ, I repent to Him. Or doing that where, doing that which is an action leading to forgiveness. So if someone says, Subhanallah wa bihamdi mi'ata marra, if someone says, Subhanallah wa bihamdi 100 times, غفرت أو حطت خطاياه وإن كانت مثل زبد البحر. As the Prophet ﷺ said, when who says Subhanallah wa bihamdi 100 times, then his sins will be forgiven, even if they were as much as the foam of the sea. This is in Bukhari and Muslim, and in Bukhari in its volume 8, Hadith 414. In the next statement, يا عبادي إنكم لن تبلغوا ضري فتضروني ولن تبلغوا نفعي فتنفعوني. O my slaves, you will not attain harming me so as to harm me, and you will not attain benefiting me so as to benefit me. So you'll not be able to inflict harm on me nor benefit me, because the one who inflicts harm and the one who bestows benefits is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the slaves cannot do that because He is the all-sufficient, all-rich, free of all want subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then in the next statement, Ya ibadi law anna awwalakum wa akhirakum wa insakum وجنكم كانوا على أتقى قلب رجل واحد منكم ما زاد ذلك في ملكي شيئا. O my slaves, were the first of you and the last of you, the human of you and the jinn of you, to become as pious as the most pious heart of any one man of you, that would not increase my kingdom in anything. Allahu Akbar. If all creation, human and jinn, the first and the latter ones, would be as pious as the most pious heart of anyone, then that would not increase the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in anything, because His kingdom is vast, vast, encompassing everything, encompasses the wicked and the good, the wicked of His creation and the good of His creation. يا عبادي, the next statement, يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أفجر قلب رجل واحد منكم ما نقص ذلك من ملكي شيئا. Oh, my slaves were the first of you and the last of you, the human of you and the jinn of you, to be as wicked as the most wicked heart of anyone man of you. That would not decrease my kingdom in anything. That's because the wicked is an enemy of Allah Azza wa Jal. He does not give victory to Allah. Yet, this does not take from the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anything, because Allah is the one free of all wants, the all rich.